This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
It's been a tough year, hasn't it?
It's been a tough year for everyone and everything. Yes. I don't think enough people have really bothered to worry about the things that are being affected.
And everything.
We have. We've spoken to the MCG.
Yep.
Very upset about the current crisis because, I mean, she had to close her doors. She sat there empty, waiting for crowds. But other things that no one thinks about, having feelings.
What about the supermarket shelves? I know. Look what they've gone through.
They've had a really rough go of it lately.
This is what has gone through their minds.
That's right.
G'day, top shelf.
Oh, how are you doing, middle shelf?
Oh, weird times, I must say.
Oh, understatement of the year. Man, this pandemic is turning everyone a little cuckoo.
Yeah, I know, right?
Remember in April when the lockdown started?
Yes.
Oh, and people started hoarding toilet paper, ripping it from us like it was the last friggin' roll they were ever going to see.
Crazy, wasn't it?
And entitled Karens everywhere hurling abuse at anyone who tried to reason with
them. Oh, Lord, yes, the Karens.
Well, I've never felt so empty, so alone. In 25 years in this aisle, it was a really terrible time.
Wasn't great.
And I kept thinking, why? Don't you understand that this country is enough toilet paper to last 20 pandemics and then some?
Yeah, right.
Now there's just households with hundreds of toilet rolls stored under staircases everywhere, and not to mention the poor people who missed out and started using Chuck super wipes, clogging toilets all over the nation.
Oh.
People ended up doing the do. The old number twos.
Ooh.
In the showers.
Ooh, that's not right.
Can you believe that?
Mm.
April was definitely the month for frog stomping for sure.
Anyway, we're chock-a-block full again, which is great.
Oh, for the moment, little Danny Andrews could announce state lockdowns again in a flash, and like dogs that have tasted blood for the first time, Karens everywhere will be licking their lips for round two.
Selena Gomez, 152 million followers. The Murphys. Yeah, still on MySpace.
Now that's progress.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys, hard-hitting research show that we are.
Absolutely. Like, no, I just need to.
You spent the whole song rereading that article about the dingoes.
This is an article that's like three columns long. It's tiny. It's the shortest article. So it's a really pretty picture of all these dingo pups.
I still don't
understand what the purpose of the article is. I've read it about 14 times. I don't get it.
Well, I think what they're saying is one of them is now called Einstein, isn't he? Because he's the leader of the pack and he does everything first.
Is that the whole point of an article in the paper?
They're cute. It's dogs. It's puppies in the paper. That's what they do. It doesn't need to make sense.
No, because
it's
then
just
you're like,
eye candy
good
for
on
dogs.
Didn't you read it? Don't you know whether they can
well,
be pets or not?
Well, now you've read it.
I've read it 14 times.
And it makes no sense.
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. What do you want from the article? What do you want to know about them?
No, you know what? There doesn't need to be a reason
no,
to
I was
spread
say,
happiness.
Is there something that you want to just extract from it? Do you want to know whether you can actually, bring up dingoes? Like actually have a pet dingo?
Well, I would like that to be clearer than what's here. Clearly, it's just for research.
Do you want to? Should we ring the Herald Sun and find out whether they can actually make their stories a little clearer?
I think I wish I had never seen this article.
What else? Are you happy with the photo, though?
I'm happy with the photo.
Okay, good. That's good. Okay,
but see, if you're going to write that and it's not going to make any sense to anyone reading it, why don't you just put the photo there?
Could have put the photo.
And go, here you go. Here's a lovely way to start your week. There's some dingo puppies.
Except Einstein, that one who's in the forefront there, he's the clever one and does everything
They're
first.
They're all clever.
I think that's the
They're dingoes.
Are dingoes smart dogs?
Yes.
Are
They're
they?
Way smarter than any domestic pet.
Wow.
This is the whole point. Now that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Oh, is it?
See? You found it.
Sometimes I just
need to let you get there on your own time, Dolly.
I'm furious about that. That's a weird way to start my week.
Yeah. That's okay. Anyway. It can only get better from here.
Can it?
It will, because this is Ricky Martin on Joy.
Anyway. Happy Tuesday, Dean and Anna. Here's a little joke to lift people's spirits. Question, how do you confuse a blonde? Answer, put her in a circle and tell her to sit in the corner.
That's a good one, Zach.
I said, I know it's corny, but have a fabulous day.
Thanks,
joke
Zach.
Is not aimed at Anna. Well, of course not, Zach, because underneath this bleach, I'm Rat Brown.
That's right. We're talking about Zodiac stars from the, or signs from the 70s, 1979. There was a whole bunch written by a very bitter person.
That's right. And we've got this one because we've asked you to share your star signs and we'll read them out to you. Andy has sent through that he's a Capricorn and so is our lovely
Tim.
Rainbow Rover Tim. I thought you were turning him on then. Good morning, Timothy.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. I am indeed a Capricorn.
You are a Capricorn.
Well, in 1979, your Capricorn sign was.
Yes, it's December 22 to January 19. You are conservative and afraid of taking risks. You are basically a... basically chicken poop.
Burp.
There has never been a Capricorn of any importance.
Oh, I love that.
And this one, Gareth, is a Leo, and so are you, Dean Murphy. So let's see
how
this goes. Yeah. July 23 to August 22.
Share.
You consider yourself a born leader.
Yeah.
Others think you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Most Leos are bullies.
True.
You are vain and can't tolerate honest criticism.
No.
Your arrogance is disgusting.
Oh.
Leo people are thieving and
mother something or other.
And spend most of their time kissing mirrors.
Oh, I love that. Keep them coming through. Tell us what your star sign
really
is.
That's really good.
And if we haven't read them out already, we will. Do it on 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. Here's Shawn Mendes.
Hello, Murphys.
Hello, Big Brother.
Did you watch last night's show?
We certainly did.
So last night, the housemates were told about COVID-19, right?
Yes, that's right, Big Brother, and they all seem very stressed.
Yes, well, that's the same moment I realised that most of the housemates are as dumb as a box of rocks.
Big Brother, that's a bit harsh.
Anna, when Sarah heard the news of the pandemic, she turned to Chad and said, "Is this worse than chicken pox?" Sweet Jesus.
Actually, you might be right there, big fella.
Anyway, I basically gave her a get-out-of-jail-free card because no doubt life for her will be quite simple and this house may be the pinnacle of excitement in her world.
Oh, Big Brother!
Her safeguard was the reason our most under-the-radar player, Xavier, was evicted.
Yeah, we were devastated.
I'm sure you were, Dean, as he was the only good-looking twink in the house.
Good one, Big Brother.
Anyway, gotta go. More filming to do. Kieran just put away his own plate. This may never happen again.
The Murphys.
Now on breakfast 5 days a week.
Only on Joy 94.9.
A woman who claims her lip filler treatment left her with a pout resembling a baboon's bum is urging people to do some research before they go into any cosmetic procedure.
I think you should do your research anyway.
Yes.
It's very unfortunate what happened to this
and
poor girl,
And she's such a pretty girl.
Gorgeous.
We'll put it up on her Facebook page. She's pretty and then she's gone in for the lip thing.
No, but lots of people do and that's fine. And she would look gorgeous with normal lip filler treatment. That's
but
fine.
They've but massaged these lips in this treatment so much. It actually does look like a baboon's
butt. Yeah, no, it's settled down. But
she had to go back to work.
She's a flight attendant.
Cabin supervisor, which
she
is crazy.
She sent a photo to work and they said, look, you need to take a bit of time.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And they went, as long as you're okay. And she said, yeah, I'll push through.
Well, we got some audio of when she was doing the landing, the plane.
You be the judge.
You be the judge of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has now put on the fasten seatbelt sign in preparation for our landing into Melbourne. Could you please now return to your seats and fasten your seatbelt tightly around your waist? Your hand luggage must be stowed either securely under the seat in front of you or in the overhead lockers, ensuring that the aisles and the exits remain completely clear. Your tray tables must be stowed safely away and your seat back must be returned to the upright position. If you have drawn your blind, please raise it now for landing. My name is Olivia and remember to touch up before you touch down. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivia.
I can't see anything. I can't hear anything.
Nothing wrong
that
with that.
That sounded how I used to do the announcements all the time.
Joy 94.9 in my blood, Shawn Mendes. What star sign he is, Senator Murphy? We're talking star signs from 1979.
I don't think any of these would apply to Shawn Mendes because he's so lovely. And whoever wrote this is really not a very happy person.
No, and maybe not even alive still.
It's really making me laugh a lot, though.
So we've had a message through from Dan.
Dan said, dearest Murphys, I'm an Aries. Hit me. Thanks for the laughs.
Here
okay,
we go.
You asked for it,
1979, star sign reading.
Yes, which is March 21st, April 19. You are the pioneer type and think that most people are dumb. You are quick-tempered, impatient and scornful of advice. You are a loser.
I'm sorry, Dan.
I love you.
Hope that made you feel better, Dan. This one, Frank from Canada.
From Coop in Idaho saying, Yo, Murphy, sending positive thoughts to everyone in Victoria. Love the tunes and thanks for putting a smile on our faces during this challenging time. Thanks, Coop.
And this one came through from Frank from Winnipeg.
I know, saying, Hi, Anna, Dean and Tim. I'm a Cancer. My birthday happens to be this week. Well, you asked for
All
it,
right.
Frank.
Here we go, Frank.
Here we go. This is for your birthday, June 21 to July 22. You are sympathetic and understanding of other people's problems, which makes you a sucker. You are always putting things off. That is why you will always be on welfare and won't be worth a cent. Everybody in prison is a Cancer.
Oh, my God.
That's not okay.
That's not okay.
This is from 1979.
Good Lord.
Okay, and so...
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. August. We've already done...
We've done August.
August. Yeah. Zach, are you the end of August? I think that goes into Sagittarius.
Oh, no, that's Virgo. That's Virgo.
Goes into Virgo. Yep. Okay, where is Virgo? I can't find it on my page. Right, yes. Okay, so August 23 to September 22. This one's for you, Zach. You are the logical type and hate discord. I can't even read that sentence.
Oh, my God. There's just a whole line of abuse.
You are basically sucking up and it's sickening to your friends. You're unemotional and often fall asleep.
Virgos are good
while
bus drivers.
Doing something. And pimps.
Bus drivers and pimps. Oh, my God. Keep them coming through. 0427-949-honorandjoy.org.au.
Been a bit of a year, hasn't it?
It's been a year. But let's say, hey, listen, people are going through way worse than
way worse, yeah. So no, we're not complaining.
We're going to cheer you up instead.
We are. That's
this
what
dad
we're
joke
here to
came
do
through from Betty.
I know. The game was we were going to give you the dad jokes, but I love the fact that you guys are giving us
the dad jokes as well.
Either
That's
way
good.
Works.
Doesn't matter.
Betty said, Morning Murphys, two goldfish are in a tank. One says to the other, Do you know how to drive this thing? Amazing.
Thanks, Betty. I love that.
And we had this one from Cherie. He said, Do you take middle-aged mum jokes?
Oh, we do. We take all jokes.
We'll take anything. What do you call a woman with no a-hole? Divorced. Amazing.
I love that one. That's a good one.
Amazing. And this is one of my favorites. So I'm going to Frank has asked for a joke. So I'm going to, I don't know whether this is a dad joke, but I'm going to tell it anyway because it's my favorite.
Go on. Give it a go.
And it was around the mad cow era. So back in the
90s. Yeah, back in the days.
So there's two cows are standing in the field. Mm. One cow says to the other one, Geez, Bess, I'm a little bit worried about this mad cow disease. Bess turns around and goes, Doesn't bother me. I'm a duck. It's my favourite joke
That's
on the planet.
That's how it goes here. If you want to send through your dad jokes or you want us to give you a dad joke.
Yeah, either or.
Send your name through if you want
because
us to
I
send you one.
Because I feel happier already. I can
Absolutely.
Tell you right now.
They make everyone happy.
They do.
0427 join 949.
Except who usually can't understand them for about 10 seconds.
I got the duck.
Second. No, you did
I
get
I got
the
duck. Thank
good.
You. On Joy. It's time for this.
Last man standing.
There it is.
Bring it on. Timbo.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to throw out a topic between the two of you two. It's going to go back and forth until somebody either repeats an answer or cannot come up with an answer. At that point, this goes off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The
and
dinger.
We have a winner and a loser. We celebrate the winner. We throw things at the loser.
Oh,
great. You ready for it, Dollface?
Now, let's do a recap.
You look very smug just because you won one for a change last week.
He did win one for a change.
Trying to see how she's trying to throw me.
She's psyching you out, mate. So, Anna, you're on 7.
I'm not that quick. I'm on 7. Righto.
And Dean, you're on 5.
Okay, cool.
So because you did win the last episode, Dean, you'll be kicking off. Now, listen closely for today's topic. Music down. Today's topic is, I need sounds that an animal makes.
A grunt.
No, I need a sound.
Oh. He's already out.
No. That was a warm up. No, he hadn't started. I'll go again. A sound.
So then
you need to me to make a sound.
Sound.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just clarifying.
Oh, well, you should listen. That's what
I said like a grunt. Anyway, let's go.
Sounds that an animal makes.
Do I go first?
Yes.
Purr.
Oink.
Tweet, tweet. Purr. Grrr.
Woof.
I'm going to stop there because I think you did dog first.
I did dog first.
Mine was a wolf. Oh,
listen, you had so many handicaps right then. You didn't listen.
Congratulations, Anna. You are the winner.
Thank
you.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I can only throw
you a few lifelines, Dean.
Yeah, no, you got a handful and you're still...
It's like you're on the Titanic and you needed more and more.
Oh, well done,
Anna Murphy.
Thank you. I'd like to thank myself for paying attention.
I want to know from the Joyces, what was wrong with my wolf?
I would like to know... Dean, what was the very...
I had already done wolf.
Yes.
But you did a dog.
Yeah.
What sound does a dog make?
Ruff. I don't know. This is a stupid game anyway.
I wish this was being videoed right now. You should see the face.
I hate you too. But here's a story for you that might cheer you up a little bit. Man has been busted breaking into Prime Minister Scott Morrison's backyard and threatening to take a poo in the pool. And he's been jailed. Dean Fletcher, 33.
Well, he should be. Like, you don't break into somebody's house.
Old Dino was on the ciders January 3rd, probably still from New Year's, and decided to jump the fence. He was going to take a poo in the pool.
Threatened to take a poo in the pool.
But he was going to put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because he was protesting...
TikTok.
He was protesting that the Prime Minister went to the cricket or was encouraging the cricket during the bushfires.
Yeah.
There are other ways to have your voice
Absolutely.
Heard.
Absolutely. That's a good way, but you've landed yourself 4 months in jail, Dino.
It's not a good way.
Four months in jail.
It's not, Dean, just because his name is the same as yours, don't say it's a good way. That's not a good way at all.
Did you know, Anna Murphy?
No,
Tim,
what?
That elephants are more effectively alarmed by disco lights than by barking dogs. Or pots being banged.
How would I know? How would I know?
It's
that?
So random. It's so random.
And how often is there a mobile disco unit going around with where there's herds of
really need
elephants.
To move these
like,
elephants on.
What songs do they want? Late December back in 63. Yeah, they love
back,
that
dog.
One.
That's a good one.
Back.
That's a good one. That's your news update for this morning. I hope you enjoyed it.
They love Calvin Harris.
You're on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. Wednesday morning is a little hump day and a little hump day story for you because she kind of got out of jail in Bali, Chappelle.
Well, she did get out of jail.
She did get out of jail.
That's not kind of.
No, well, she did. And then she kind of just disappeared, didn't she? There was no big story. There was no sort of like interviews. There was nothing. She disappeared into the night. Well, anyway.
Well, there's a rule, isn't there? You're not allowed to profit.
No, but you can still do interviews.
No, I don't think you're allowed to.
No, you can still get out there. She didn't want to because she didn't want anyone else making money out of it. That was the thing. So it was kind of like she disappeared and just did the whole whatever. Yeah, you can still do interviews. You've been in jail.
Right.
Anyway, she's been discovered. That old Chappelle is making money because she's making handmade clocks for a living.
She's making handmade clocks.
Now, the story actually says she's been making handmade clocks. She learnt the art form in the Bali jails.
Karabakan.
I was staying in a villa around the corner from Karabakan. It's a lovely area. It's not. it's not. It was a bad booking.
She does something called Echo Epoxy Resin Art.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. Her clocks are actually really lovely, and they sell for $180 on eBay.
Wow.
But if you read the story further, you know how you were saying
they are actually really lovely.
Well, you know how before you were saying about she can't profiteer out of... If she wrote a book, she can't make money out of it.
I thought there was that rule.
Well, here, I'd read the story further, and apparently if you buy a clock, you get a free book. To see how that works.
Okay. She wants her story out there. Yeah. Okay.
I think she's very creative.
Well, she is quite creative. And, like, I think she looks quite good for someone who's been through all that.
Yeah.
Doesn't she?
Yeah.
She scrubs up all right. I'm going to buy one of the clocks.
Go for it. They're on eBay for $180.
Chappelle and I could end up being friends. No, that's going too.
Oh, you're a lonely woman, aren't you?
Oh, I know. It's already affected me. We're in day one.
Another 6 weeks.
Oh God.
I'm going to blame it on Dry July, to be honest. I'm a week into that.
7:15, you're on Joy 94.9 right now. Justin Timberlake.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.